This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Pay careful attention to the logic of leftists when they talk about the border, because they are saying, literally now, they are saying that if you enforce the border of your nation, then you are Hitler. Now think about that. Think about the absurdity of that. Every nation in the world enforces its border. Every nation is a sovereign political entity that has the right to decide who gets to enter its country and who doesn't get to. And every nation has the right to vet people who enter. I've been a resident of Taiwan. I was a resident of Ecuador. I've traveled through many other countries, and in every single case, that country vetted me before I was able to enter their country. For example, Taiwan required me to have a proof of no criminal record and proof of being HIV-free. By the way, Taiwan actually requires you, or at least did when I was there, required Americans to take an HIV test. And so I did. And the United States used to require proof that you don't have tuberculosis before you could become a citizen. Ecuador required proof from my local sheriff that I had no criminal record. And there are many other types of requirements, and countries require these things all the time. All over the world. Canada has requirements. United States has requirements. But the left now says that only the United States is not allowed to have any requirements whatsoever of people entering that country. That if the United States dares to have any limits or any vetting process whatsoever, then the United States is Nazi Germany. And if you support any limits of who gets to walk into the country, then you are a Nazi, according to the left. Think about the absurdity of that position, how insane it is. Now, how is this insanity being whipped up? It's being whipped up by the media. The media, its influence over the minds of the, let's say, the uninformed masses is extraordinary. The media is able to put poison into people's heads in such an effective way that they have turned half the country into raging lunatics, mentally ill, violent lunatics, over behaviors at the border that were happening under Obama, but nobody cared about under Obama. That is, separating children from their families. That was happening under Obama. Media didn't cover it then, so there was no attention on that issue. And so left-wingers weren't driven mad back in 2014 or 2015 or 2016. But then under Trump, who did not change any laws, merely carried forward many of the same policies that Obama was implementing, suddenly all border enforcement is Nazi-like behavior. Suddenly the United States, according to the left, has no right to engage in defending its own border whatsoever. But think about if this narrative of the left were true everywhere across society. What if the left came to your house and said that because you have a lock on your front door, you're a Nazi? Or because you have a gate and you have a lock on your gate, you're a Nazi because you don't want to let anybody in? Or you have a business, let's say you have a retail business in a mall or something, and every night you lock the door, you have a roll-down chain, like a chain fence that they use, those commercial, you know, protection chains. And you lock that up so nobody steals your stuff in the middle of the night. Well, according to the left, you're a Nazi because you're not letting illegals come in and commit crimes in your shop. You're discriminating against people of Latino descent or whatever. So you're a racist bigot. Oh, you're a white supremacist too. The fact that you lock your doors means that you only want white people to come in, according to the left. I mean, I know it makes no sense. You hear me saying this, and you're like, huh? What? Yeah, I know. That's the reaction I have when I hear leftists say this. They say that enforcing the border is a white supremacist activity. I mean, really? That Trump only wants white people to come into the country, and that's why he's arresting the illegal aliens. Really? Maybe we only want non-criminals into our country. Maybe we don't want drug runners and human traffickers and child rapists in our country. Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's not about the skin color. It's about the, as Martin Luther King said, it's about the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We want people of good character to come into the United States. We want immigration of people of good character. We don't want illegal immigration. You can't even call it immigration because immigration is a legal process. It's an illegal invasion. We don't want an illegal invasion of people who are criminals and felons and rapists and murderers and so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that every person who illegally crosses the border is that kind of horrible felony criminal, but many of them are. And you need to be able to tell the difference. You need to sort them out. That's why you have to vet people who try to enter your country or who try to become citizens. And again, the left says that America is unique in the world in that it has no right, according to leftists, no right to vet people who come into the United States of America. That is crazy. But that's what the left has become. Totally deranged, lunatic, crazy. Right? That's what they are at this point. Imagine, you know, if there was a reporter that walked up to Maxine Waters the other day. Laura Loomer is her name. And she said, Maxine Waters, hey, Maxine, where should conservatives go to eat in public now without being shouted down? You know, Maxine didn't have an answer. Laura Loomer said, well, should conservatives ride at the back of the bus? Because conservatives are being shouted down by these deranged leftists now in public restaurants, you know, and other places. You know what Maxine Waters did? She got in an elevator with her bodyguards, apparently. I don't know if they're bodyguards or maybe they were aides or, you know, staffers. Let's just say they're staffers. And the staffers said to Laura Loomer, you can't get on this elevator. This elevator is reserved only for members of Congress. Laura Loomer should have said, oh, so you do enforce borders. I see. You enforce borders of your elevator. You just don't want to enforce borders of the nation. So you, as a member of Congress, think that you should be able to keep people out of your elevator because you have a private, special, elite elevator. But you don't think that we should be able to decide who gets to enter the country. Oh, that's an interesting double standard, Maxine Waters. But it's totally understandable since that woman is crazy. She's nuts, man. She's what we call bat-ass crazy. You can fill in the blanks. Everything that the left is pushing today is rooted in irrationality and insanity. The media is pushing the narratives with intense hatred, with all kinds of insane accusations and fake news, fake photos, you know, staged photos that then people pretend are real when they're not real. It's all faked. It's all staged. It's all theater. But the point of it is to whip up massive hatred, which just shows you that if you're a leftist, your brain doesn't even belong to you. Your brain belongs to the media. You are brainwashed by the media all the time. You don't even have control of your own thoughts, because where did all this hatred and rage come from? It didn't just spontaneously generate in the minds of these individuals who are out there on the streets now screaming and shouting at conservatives like Sarah Sanders at the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. This hatred came from the media, and it came from late-night so-called comedians who are just hate, what's the right word? Hate merchants like Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert, just hate merchants. All they do is push hatred and bigotry. But they got to whip up the masses to be bigots, to push hatred, and then to say that if you ever arrest any illegal person crossing the border, that's wrong, that no one is illegal, they say. There's no such thing as an illegal person. Well, actually, the prisons are full of people who are illegal for the crimes that they have done. They do illegal things, and it gives them a status of being a felon. There sure is such a thing as an illegal person. If I go march into Mexico without a visa and without a passport or anything, I just walk across the border, then I'm an illegal in Mexico. You know, Mexico prosecutes illegal immigrants from other countries, by the way. And so does Peru, and so does Bolivia, and so does Colombia, and so does El Salvador. And so, I mean, the list is very long. Most countries, virtually all countries, prosecute illegals who enter their country illegally. And every country has the right to do that, including the United States. But now leftists pretend. They whip themselves up into an emotional frenzy, and they pretend that somehow rejecting illegal aliens at your border is some form of cruelty. I mean, this is all pretend. It makes no sense whatsoever. Even when we welcome legal immigration, how many legal immigrants do we welcome into the United States every year? I mean, it's hundreds of thousands, by the way. Hundreds of thousands, especially when you include, you know, green cards, residency permits, student visas, student work visas, you know, H1, what is it, H2? I don't know all the letters and numbers, but it's a lot. It's hundreds of thousands of people. America is probably the most welcoming country in the world when it comes to legal immigration. America is not anti-immigration. America is pro-immigration. We just believe that we have the right to decide who gets to come in and who doesn't. And that's a right that every nation on the planet asserts. And the left never had a problem with it before. Not at this level. Not this level of insanity. And the left acknowledges that every other country has the right to protect their borders. They don't go protest Canada and say, Canada doesn't have a right to enforce its borders. The Canadians are racist, bigot, white supremacists because they have border control. No, you don't see leftists doing that. Why? Because that would be stupid. But they're doing that to America. And it's also just as stupid. So to wrap this up, bottom line, I want you to start thinking in terms of synonyms. When you think about Democrats, you think about domestic terrorism. It's the same D. It's the big D of Democrats, but they're domestic terrorists. That's what they're doing. When you think about liberals, just think libtards, because all their arguments are incredibly stupid. They make no sense. Liberals, libtards, they're synonyms. Democrats, domestic terrorists, they are synonyms. When you think about journalism in the legacy media, think about journo-terrorism, because they're complicit in promoting the terrorism of the Democrats, who are domestic terrorists. So just think about these terms and you know, frame them appropriately and use them appropriately, because you need to start labeling accurately these individuals and these groups who are engaged in all these crimes against America. That's what it's, you know, once you have proper recognition of what's happening and you understand that they have declared war on America, then we can begin to, you know, vet out those who oppose this country and maybe help defend America against this invasion of illegal foreign nationals. But thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Read my website, newstarget.com. Check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.